We're going to go to some news about heart health and the Affordable Care Act that's falling under the radar of mainstream media. A study is showing a link between health insurance expansion and a decline in sudden cardiac arrests. Here to fill us in on what this is all about and the significance of it, I'd like to welcome Dr. George Teitelbaum. He is the Regional Director for Neurointerventional Surgery at Providence, California. He is board certified in radiology and neuroradiology. He received his medical degree from the University of California, San Diego School of Medicine. Dr. Teitelbaum, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Margaret. It's a great honor to speak on your show.
Okay, well, thank you for alerting us to this study. According to this article here, more than 350,000 out-of-hospital cardiac arrests happen each year in the United States. Before we go into the link between health insurance and sudden cardiac arrest, decline in sudden cardiac arrest, explain to us the difference, Dr. Teitelbaum, between a heart attack and a sudden cardiac arrest, because people think basically they're the same thing.
Well, they're distinctly different. A heart attack, which most people recognize as severe crushing chest pain, it may also be pain that is referred to your arm or jaw, and it may lead to collapse and death, is a condition in which you have blockage of one of the heart arteries, the coronary arteries, that leads to a lack of blood flow to the muscle of the heart, and this in turn causes the pain. Whereas a sudden cardiac arrest is an electrical disturbance within the heart that leads to a lack of normal beating of the heart, which in turn leads to rapid collapse of the patient and rapidly leads to death. And this is a highly lethal condition. As you mentioned, it is not a rare condition. More than 350,000 cardiac arrests occur outside the hospital each year in the United States. Less than 10% of these people will eventually leave the hospital alive. So it's a highly lethal condition. And probably the most important way to try to prevent this condition is through regular medical checkups and medical care to help to identify the causes of this condition or risk factors and to treat them. And once you have the occurrence of this and call 911, it's usually too late.
People might remember the sudden death of journalist Tim Russert, and he died of sudden cardiac arrest, and also the filmmaker John Hughes. So tell us about this study and the findings of this study, because this is critical here as Trump Care is being discussed on Capitol Hill.
Well, I think this is part of a growing body of evidence confirming the benefit that the expansion of medical insurance has had on patients who previously did not have such coverage. And the study done by Eric Stecker, which was published June 28th in the Journal of the American Heart Association, one of the leading peer-reviewed journals for heart disease and stroke, it showed that in men and women age 45 to 65, that those who were previously not covered by insurance before Obamacare, once they did have insurance, the rate of sudden cardiac arrest dropped by 17%.
Wow, that's quite significant.
Now, when you look at patients who are over 65 years of age, they had the lower rate to begin with because they were covered widely by Medicare. And so that you did not see this fall in this patient group because they were already at the lower rate of incidence of sudden cardiac arrest. And is feared then would be that, not feared, but I think that we can expect that with the loss of the expanded coverage with the repeal of Obamacare, we can expect that there would be a significant rise in the occurrence of sudden cardiac arrest, leading to thousands more of preventable deaths.
Yeah, and, you know, Dr. Tettelbaum, with Trump always talking about fake news and a big mix-up of between what's fact and what's not, this study was published in the Journal of American Heart Association. I mean, you can't get more reputable than that.
No, this is a very reputable paper, and I think that what is necessary is that those responsible for deciding whether we are going to repeal Obamacare and enact its so-called replacement be made aware of these studies, realizing that the responsibility of thousands of unnecessary deaths would then basically lie with them.
Right. So when people say that repealing and replacing Obamacare would literally mean the deaths of people, clearly this study showing the link between health insurance expansion and decline in sudden cardiac arrest certainly points to that. Dr. Tettelbaum, we are out of time, but this is so vital, which is one reason I took time from many other things to bring this information to our listeners. And I hope that you'll be able to join us again to discuss your important work on stroke and heart attacks and other things that really our listeners need to know about. Any updates on that?
It would be my pleasure to come back and discuss that at some point.